Welcome to our weekly devotion. I have a question for you. Why are you here? Now, for once, I don't mean the big philosophical why, like, why are you here in life or what's your purpose of existence? I mean, more specifically, why do you go to church? Why are you attending the historic Christian Church of Phoenix? Why not attend somewhere else? I don't want you to attend somewhere else, but I'm wondering if you've reflected on that. And you might have a couple answers about maybe Psalms, the excellent sermons, things like that, maybe a fellowship. But is there any more specific reason? How are you benefiting from attending? And already there, you might notice I've kind of inverted it to be about you rather than about the worship and glory of God. Now, I'm asking this because it came to mind as I was reading through Luke chapter 9. Let me scroll down. Actually, the last verse of chapter 9 and the first verse of chapter 10. So he says, Jesus said to him, or no, wait, sorry, 61, but it's the same principle in this little paragraph here. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home. And 62, Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And so why are you here? Are you here to serve the kingdom of God? And could you say how HCC is distinctly doing that? And have you thrown yourself into that to contribute and to grow and expand and have outreach and evangelism to witness to others? Or can you imagine someone putting their hand to the plow, but looking back, pausing, not really going through with it? Well, I think you need to be persuaded that this is for the kingdom of God. And we're uniquely doing something, not that sets us in distinction or contrast to other Christians, but that reinforces and pushes forward what other Christians want to do. So let me go now to the first verse of chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. So he has 72 others who are going ahead of him to proclaim the gospel. And he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Now that's you. And you're being uniquely equipped to do that, both in overcoming sin in your own life, but also in being prepared to address the challenges that the church faces today. You know from this semester, especially, that I've been pushed into a position of addressing publicly, very publicly, some of the challenges that we face in our culture. And you too will be in similar kinds of situations. Are you prepared and are you ready to advance the gospel? We need people who are not simply depending on a tradition or looking back to the past, but people who understand the vision of where we need to go, which is the earth being filled with the knowledge of God, and the work it's going to take to get there. It's interesting that this number of 72 is here because at the Tower of Babel, it said that the languages were divided into 72 nations. So all those there's the immediate context of these 72 going before the Lord. I think it's also a picture of the whole earth. Every nation is going to be discipled. And that's something we're actively doing here and preparing you for, whether it's in Sunday school, in the sermons, and in our life class, where we're specifically going over Reformed theology. And this is something that we need to put our hand to the plow and do the work to be ready for it. As you become prepared and as you pray for opportunities to witness, you'll find the Lord putting you in those positions. And so I encourage you to pray both for you can ask in prayer, what else do I need to do to be prepared? And then ask for opportunities to witness. And they'll be given to you. Pray to the Lord of the harvest here to send out laborers into his harvest. I think as you share that this is what your church is doing, You share that with friends and family that my church is preparing laborers to go into the harvest, to be able to address challenges at every level, the cultural challenges that we're facing today in education and in politics, in marriage, in raising children. All of these my church is addressing and helping me to be ready so we can be laborers in his harvest. I think as you share that, you'll find that people are very attracted to that and they would like to also be a part of that. So Luke 9, the very last verse, and then Luke 10, the very first verse, or the first three, two or three verses, reminding us, put our hand to the plow, don't look back, and know why you're here.